Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
You know, the Lord spells it out for us pretty simply and pretty direct at times through His apostles, through His prophets. I want to go to James 4. James 4, verse 4. You adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that the friendship of the world is an enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. That makes it quite narrow, people, because we're all part of this world. Yes, we are. We're all part of this world, and we seek things in this world. And we're after things in this world. And we have mortgages, and we have cars, and we have education, and we have grocery shopping. We have things we have to deal with, and we have Planet Fitness memberships. We have all these things in the world. And I know, hey, I'm partaker of all this stuff. But it's the heart. It's the motive. We got to be able to give it up at any second. We have to realize in our hearts that we're just passing through all of it, and we're strangers and pilgrims. I mean, I can see John the Baptist. I can see him, and the Lord said, no greater prophet has come out of the womb. And he's in the middle of the woods, or he's in the wilderness, camel skin, eating locusts, all by himself. We would consider him a complete lunatic. You would want to keep your kids away from this guy. You'd say he's a complete screwball. But was he? Was he? And I'm not advocating that you sell everything and find a camel skin coat and you know, head north or head south to your nearest wilderness. But there is something to be said about that. We better watch out. Everything in this world is trying to be chummy chum with us. I'll read that again. You adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that the friendship of the world is an enemy of God? And when he's talking adulterers, I believe, because he's talking about the world here, I don't really believe he's focusing on sexual immorality when he's discussing adultery. He's talking about us as Christians are to be married to Jesus, married to the Lamb. But when we play both fields, when we get consumed by the things of this world and yet call ourselves Christians, we're basically adulteresses and adulterers. Remember, an adulterer is somebody who is married, and they cheat on their spouse. The Lord doesn't want us cheating on him with the things of the world. Actually, the things of the world, we're told, choke the word. They get a hold of us. They're materialistic things. They want to put sensuality above our Lord and Savior. Put comforts above our Lord and Savior. Yes. And there again, I like a comfortable chair, right? I get it. I like a nice cool drink with delicious ice cubes, but it's the motive of the heart again. All these things are trying to grab me, so I bow down to them instead of bowing down to my Savior. And I tell you, there's going to be a time. There's going to be a time. And there was a time already. People took that shot. They had their jobs on the line. Oh, got to take the shot. I'm not going to get my pension. Oh, going to take the shot. And I'm not throwing stones at them because I wasn't put in that corner. I was self-employed, so I'm not throwing stones. But I'm just saying it's a little example. What are you going to do? What are you going to do when you said, hey, worship the Lord or you lose your deny the Lord or you lose your pension. Deny the Lord or you get thrown out. What are you going to do? Are you going to just hide behind the things of the world and say, oh, well, God knows. Oh, well, I didn't really mean it. I was just trying to get away with it for the time being, for the sake of my loved ones, for the sake of my family. No. No, gang. You better not give in. Because I believe we're going to be tested. Us Christians will be tested. You see it happening. You see it happening all over the world. What's going on with Christendom? We've been attacked by every foreign heathen language in America. Europe has been attacked by every foreign heathen language. And I'm not saying we don't deserve it. It, quite frankly, could be judgment. It could be judgment. We don't have a sound mind. This country doesn't have a sound mind. How can you say abortion? Abortion is stopping a beating heart. How can you say that's not murder? Give me a break. Abortion. Killing a baby in the womb. The heart is ticking and it's rubbed out for the sake of convenience, for the sake of shame, for the sake of pride. And there's a good chance half the people that are listening to me, young ladies, have probably had an abortion. I get it. I get it. And it was wrong. And it was murder. But the thing is, God forgives you. God forgives you. He loves you. Admit you're wrong. Get on your knees. Beg for forgiveness. We all sin. We can't just say ho-hum. If something's sin, it is sin. But the fact of the matter is, that's why Christ came. But I'm saying overall, how can a nation agree with this? How can a nation agree with homosexuality? You know that's wrong. A family's a mom, a dad, and children. A mom and a dad. Relations. There's a conception that goes on. And you have babies. Gang, this is simple stuff. This is like a giant psyop. We're in the middle of a psyop where they're trying to drive us nuts. They're trying to make us crazy, where we accept insane things. And they keep hammering us to the point where, oh, well. No, there isn't any oh, well. This is sin. Yes. And you aren't supposed to have sex till you're married. And you're only supposed to have it with one person. I might as well be on Mars. That's insanity. That's the way God wants it. What's insanity is the world that we're living in. That's the insanity. And don't be tricked, fellow Christian. Don't give in. Don't join in. The world is trying to welcome you in. It's trying to welcome you in. Listen, the more you get closer to Jesus, the more that your light's going to shine and you are going to be ridiculed. The more you're going to seem foolish, the more you're going to seem crazy. Because the Lord took the foolishness of the preaching of the gospel to lead men unto salvation. It's to the world, it's absolute foolishness. And you know, the bottom line that an atheist has is, oh, some man wrote that. Yes, I can't argue that. But the Lord wrote it on my heart first. Now, maybe, unbeliever, he hasn't written it under your heart because your heart is hard. But I know he wrote it on mine. So now when I read the gospel, it isn't just a written word. It's the living word. I know it's true. It's in my heart. And what already I found out through the Holy Spirit in my heart is verified by those black letters on that white page. That's how you know. But you can't explain that. You can't explain that to an unbeliever. They can't see it. They don't know it. You could tell it to them. And then you could pray for them. And then if they don't want to hear it anymore, you just simply shake the dust off your feet and move on. That's it. Shake the dust off your feet and move on. Let me continue here. Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwells in us lusts to envy? And that spirit is a small s. There's a war going on within you people. There's a war going on. Your flesh is envious. It wants to be pleased. It wants things. It wants to be made happy. Yes. Beware of that. Beware of it. But he gives more grace, wherefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. Absolutely opposite. How do you get to the top in this world? You step over people. You step on them. You backstab them. You make connections. You could care less about making friendships. You make connections so you could get to the top. Pride, pride, pride. No, God resists the proud. He gives grace to the humble. A humble person knows that whatever situation that you might be in, God has you in that for His glory. For His glory. It might be a jam. It might be a trial. It might be a tribulation. Or it might be a beautiful, wonderful situation you're in. Either way, you're in it for the Lord. You're in it for the Lord. Then he goes on to say, submit yourselves therefore to God. And he says this after his talk about the pride. When you know pride is attacking you, submit yourself to God. Because pride always tries to be king. Pride tries to get the number one slot. Pride will go above God. Pride will elevate you. How do we know this? Because it happened to Satan. It happened to Satan. He was a head honcho. He was such a lead angel. It got to him. It got to him. And he thought he could tackle God. So don't think it can't happen to us, people. Don't think it can't happen to us. Remember, your soul is in this earth suit. That's it. Can you stop your heart from beating? I mean, it's just beating. I can't say heart stop or heart keep going. All this blood that's moving through me, can you control that? No. Can you control the ability to feel or pick something up or whatever or have consciousness? No, these are all assumptions, things we assume and we take them for granted. The fact of the matter is, the only thing you really have a shot at controlling, I believe, is your will. That's it, your will. God gives you the ability to control your will. Who are you going to serve? Who are you going to give your will over to? And your will is your inner emotions, your inner motives. That's your will. And we'll see, we're supposed to go along with the Word, because that's God's will. God's will is the Word. Yes. But submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So now this character's entered in. The devil. The devil's behind all this. The devil loves pride. The devil loves us to be friends with the world. Yes, this is Satan's kingdom. He's prince of the air. This, the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. It's a fight. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. In other words, turn from your wicked ways. That's what James is telling us here. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Yeah. In other words, don't be partakers of this world and think everything's great just as long as I don't get caught, or who am I hurting? No, if you're involved in fornication, if you're involved in adultery, if you're still saving the first buck you ever made because you don't want to share a penny of your money, maybe covetousness has you, if you're loaded with envy and jealousy and greed, and there again, as I say this, I better be watching myself. I haven't arrived. Who am I? We all have to have that attitude. Where am I? Examine yourself. Well, I wish I could continue, but my time is up. God bless you all. Stay in the fight. Jesus is Lord, and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.